This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, January 18th. Well, a three-day weekend, and hopefully that was enough time to at least somewhat recover from the battering that the grain markets took last week. We were under quite a bit of pressure across the space with Kansas City wheat down 30, Minneapolis down 45, Chicago was down 17, corn down 11, soybeans down 45. So there wasn't much room for the bulls by the end of the week last week. And of course, much of that is based on the rain events coming through South America. Those forecasts had started to show up a couple weeks ago, and they just stayed in the forecast and inching closer and closer. And coming into the long weekend, they were still there. And we are going to get a pretty good shot of rain through northern Argentina and southern Brazil. And it looks like it's going to last probably a good week or so, so there's plenty of opportunity to at least stop the erosion in crop conditions. It's been a very difficult start to the growing season down there. There's been a great deal of crop loss already, and we're starting to see that from the estimates coming out of both Brazil and Argentina. But rain is rain, and at least it's going to stop the deterioration. So we're taking out a fair amount of weather premium in the market, and wheat is getting pulled along with that. And in addition to that, wheat is still feeling the pressure from record production out of Argentina and Australia. So the Southern Hemisphere had a huge crop, and we saw some quality problems in Argentina because of La Nina, but other than that, we're feeling the pressure from the Southern Hemisphere harvest. And that is showing up in world prices as well. U.S. Soft red winter wheat out of the Gulf offered at $324 a ton. That's down six on the week. Hard red winter wheat out of the Gulf at $355 a ton is down 18. Russian wheat at $334 is down four. Ukraine at $325 is down four. And Argentina is at $286, which is down eight. So Argentina and the Southern Hemisphere leading the way lower. In corn, U.S. Gulf offered at $271 is down 11 on the week. At the PNW, we're at $300 a ton, is down 4. Argentine corn at $261 is down 4. Brazil at $279, down 5. And Ukraine is offered at $276, which is up 1. In soybeans, we've got the Gulf offered at $546 is down 12. Argentina at $535 is down 16. And Brazil at $526 is down 14. So almost everywhere you look around the world, grain prices were lower, and led by soybeans as far as a kind of broad base, but wheat wasn't that far behind, especially here in the United States. In other news, of course, we've got the geopolitical issues going on with Russia and Ukraine. Those talks basically amounted to nothing, and I think that's pretty much what everybody expected. But both sides have kind of painted themselves into a corner, basically, I think, especially Russia, and, you know, making demands and not getting them, and, you know, what's he going to do? So, that's underpinning wheat. If a fight breaks out, or, you know, God forbid, a war breaks out, that's going to be very bullish for wheat. Most likely, you're going to see a fair amount of export interruption coming out of, you know, the world's largest exporter of Russia and the world's third largest exporter of wheat, which is Ukraine. So it's a big deal if something, breaks loose over there, and we're hoping it doesn't, but just have to be prepared. So this morning, coming into the day's session, we've got wheat markets higher and row crops are lower. I think you're seeing just a lot of liquidation in the spreads. And, a few weeks ago, they were buying corn and beans, selling wheat. And now it's just the opposite. And that's part of what's pushing wheat higher. Part of it is the Russia-Ukraine issue. And part of it is, you know, we're in mid-January. In just a few weeks, we're going to be breaking dormancy in the Southern Plains. And it's very, very dry. And crop conditions have fallen dramatically. And it's just not much rain in the forecast. It looks like La Nina is going to stick around till May, is what we're hearing. You know, just a few weeks ago, they thought it would be reducing by March. And I thought, well, that's going to at least maybe allow some breakthrough rains to come into the Southern Plains. But if La Nina is going to stick around, honestly, till May, that likely will be blocking a lot of those rain events coming into the southwest and up through the Gulf. So this is not a good situation for hard red winter wheat in the plains. And it's important to be aware of that. So this could be just a continuation of a pretty serious situation as far as weather goes in the southern plains. Obviously, we just have to wait and see what evolves, but it's the wheat crop is in pretty tough shape down there and really across the central and northern plains as well. So it's not like another area can bail out the southern plains. It's a huge area and it's very important to milling grade wheat around the world. And if something develops there, if you get some poor crop development there, it's a big deal, not only here in the United States, but worldwide as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.